It's been raining a lot in Auckland, and it's due to rain hard in a number of places today, but Auckland's still short of water, and it's being rationed. And when you put those two facts together, you come up with a suggestion like this from a listener named Richard. Residential water tanks are increasingly subsidised in other countries. In Tucson, Arizona, for example, doesn't rain much, but when it does, it can rain a lot. So rainwater harvesting is a way to deal with stormwater runoff. You can get a system which takes water off your roof and into the ground, or you can store it in tanks. And Tucson's found significant reductions in potable water demand, much larger than expected. Charges come down, reservoir levels go up, there's less stormwater overflow. Makes perfect sense. Thumbs up emoji, Richard. So this idea has actually been talked about a lot in New Zealand recently. There have been papers out of universities and Auckland's Water Care as well. But Water Care won't talk to us about it, but Auckland City will. Andrew Chin is Auckland's water strategist. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning.
You're working on a paper yourself about urban rain tanks, aren't you?
That's correct, yes. Last year, the Auckland Council went out to the public with a discussion document called Our Water Future, and we got an awful lot of feedback from members of the public. Probably one of the largest pieces of feedback, actually, was why aren't we encouraging and incentivising more rainwater tanks and rainwater harvesting?
So why aren't we? Where are we at with that?
Well, we actually do encourage, we insist on rainwater tanks in a lot of new development, mostly for stormwater purposes, to slow down the runoff of water from the hard surfaces of your roof and the driveways and the like. That fast runoff can cause erosion in your streams, it depletes the groundwater, and it increases the sediment loads that get into our harbours. So what we call stormwater retention and detention tanks are actually compulsory in many new greenfield developments in Auckland.
Okay, so that stops the water getting into the stormwater, and it maybe irrigates the ground nicely. Why can't people, Andrew, on town water supply, use it for non-drinking purposes, in the toilet for irrigation, washing their clothes, water blasting and so on?
Well, they can, but there's actually a lot of barriers in our planning rules and building codes. So you can use rainwater tanks for non-potable use, but some of the unintended consequences of our rules, for example, is a tank over a metre high is classified as a building under the plan. Often you want a tank more than a metre high so that you have enough volume to store. If it's a building, it suddenly triggers the need for a resource consent if you want to put it close to your boundary fence or in your front yard or in your side yard. So our piece of work at the moment is to try and remove those barriers. We want to make rainwater tanks a permitted activity in far more criteria. But we do have to be careful that we still have some controls in there so people don't create an eyesore for their neighbours.
There also appears to be a risk that people could DIY their own water supply and contaminate the town supply if they don't have non-return valves on their pipes, that kind of concern?
That's quite true, yeah. So we encourage rainwater harvesting for non-potable use. So the simplest and easiest thing to do is just to have it set up for watering your garden. You have to comply with another set of rules under the building code if you want to plumb it into your building to make sure that the risk of what they call backflow into the mains is controlled. Yeah, the simplest thing is if you have a rainwater tank and you just want to use it with an outside tap, there's very low sort of regulatory barriers for that. But as you go more and more getting it closer to your internal plumbing, that's when the controls start to step up and you have to do more compliance.
Okay, are you trying to cut through some of that red tape, or is it too hard to cut through?
We are trying to cut through that red tape. One of the things that we identified was there's a lack of really nice, clear guidance. So we're developing like an online tool where people can look, go to the council website, understand what type of tank that they can install, what kind of consents or building consents they would need, how big would the tank need to be, that kind of thing. So we're trying to make a much easier guidance and information for people to get to.
I've seen cost analyses which are very complicated to me anyway, Andrew, and would send us all back to sleep on a Sunday morning. But all in all, compared with taking water out of a river especially, savings don't necessarily add up with tanks in many parts of New Zealand, and nor does the claimed contribution to the environment. These aren't simple equations, are they?
No, it's like a cumulative effect thing. I often think of rainwater tanks as similar to your desire to put solar panels on your roof to reduce your need for the electricity supply. You always want to have the surety of the main supply there. But if people have rainwater tanks, I think one of the biggest benefits is that of resilience. So I know the Wellington Council, for example, did put a program of incentivising people to have at least 200 litres of water storage. So if a major earthquake hit, they know that people at least have a volume of water that they can see them through 2-3 weeks of a major disaster. And that kind of resilience, yeah, it's hard to put a price on that benefit, but I think the current drought in Auckland, it really is a good time for people to think about, should I put some extra storage in just for peace of mind?
Okay, and will you incentivise them to do that? Because that's what happens in lots of jurisdictions around the world. They get a rebate.
Yeah, well, our first step, before we sort of go to the council and propose things like subsidies or rebates, we've got to remove the barriers, because if we propose an incentive and then people just spend it all on compliance and consenting fees, it's sort of like giving with one hand and taking away with the other. So our first priority is to try and remove those barriers, and then we'll see if we can make a case for further incentives beyond that.
Okay. I saw the result of extensive modelling by Watercare, which concluded that even with widespread uptake of tanks, we'd still need extra water from the Waikato River, and tanks would only, I think, best case scenario, give us 16% of our water needs at a time like this, and it would cost a lot more. So they're only ever a partial solution, really, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. And I think there's no one technical fix for all our water needs. Water tanks have their place, but obviously if you live in an apartment building, the ability to harvest your rainwater is a lot more limited than someone in a suburban neighbourhood. So you still need that bulk supply and that centralised infrastructure to work and be reliable.
The biggest question of all here is that Phil Goff has tried to get an answer about how Auckland's application to take more water out of the Waikato has been in a queue for 7 years with the regional council and is 90th in the queue. Given that gardeners can't water and cars can't be clean and water blasters can't blast, this seems a bit crazy that it's taken so long.
That's the current RMA process that we have to stick to. But what we do know in relation to rainwater tanks, we need to make the best use of water within the region that we can. You know, hand on heart, we need to look at our neighbours in the Waikato and say, look, we need that water, but we are being efficient and sustainable with the water that falls in Auckland. So I think rainwater tanks do play an important part of our water efficiency, and so that when we are in those kind of consenting processes, we can demonstrate that we are efficient and we are conservative when it comes to our water needs.
Okay. In 50 years' time there, maybe even 25, there'll be lots of houses in Auckland with little tanks by the side. It'll become much more common, and not just Auckland, all over the country maybe.
Yeah, I hope so. And in particular this winter, you might recall back in sort of February, March, April, there was a real problem in our rural communities in Auckland where people with rainwater tanks were running out of water. I hope that many people in those rural areas that need rainwater for all their water think very seriously about installing an extra tank this winter, because if our drought that we're in at the moment continues right through to next summer, every drop of water that they have will be important for the resilience of the region.
Okay, that's interesting. Andrew Chin, thank you very much for joining us on this topic this morning.
That's no problem at all.